When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Hey, what's up?
That's my jam. Hello. Yo. That's my dude. Last time I hosted, I played that one and I said that, you know, it's the new intro, baby. Someone's like, oh, I had to tune out as soon as you started calling grown men baby. I was like,
What?
Apparently my man's not a Dusty Rhodes fan, you know what I mean? Anyway.
Come on, baby. Come on.
Yeah, baby. Yeah. Right? Or Austin Powers there.
Never grew up in the 90s. That's what Austin, I was Austin Powers, you know.
In all honesty, I don't like Austin Powers that much. I went to
How dare you, sir?
Hilarious. In America, we love him.
I went to an Austin Powers theme party once when I was younger. That was pretty cool because like the chicks were in full murder bot outfits.
Oh yeah.
So that was dope. That was interesting. And my girlfriend at the time hated me because I looked like, I'm sorry, you're looking at them. It's like, what do you want me to do?
I'm a man. Yeah. Guys, before we get too far into this, be sure to like, subscribe, hit those notifications. Thank you very much. And by God, don't be stingy with those super chats, okay?
You want me to do it? Before we begin, remember to smash that like button, subscribe if you haven't, and share this with anyone who you think needs to hear this message. If you want to support the channel, you can click the join button or send a super chat, and we will answer that during the stream.
Nice shirt.
Now,
Paul,
that we've had that out of the way, let's begin.
Where do I get one of those, Paul?
God, where did I get this one? I don't know. My t-shirt collection's retardedly vast.
Vast and wide. I need one of those because I also am a DD214 alumni.
Yes. It's a school of hard knocks is what it is. School of freedom.
It's a freedom school.
That's right. So this should be a fun one today, right? So here's a backstory. I've been scrolling through YouTube shorts and I kept seeing this chick playing golf, right? And she kept showing up on my feed. Millions of views every time I came across this chick playing golf. And I was like, what's the big deal? I don't even play golf. I don't get it. Right. So I downloaded one of the videos. I posted this video on Twitter saying, look, a mid girl playing golf. What's the big deal? Check out the video. Okay. Let me see what you guys think.
Approve already.
Mid. Right, just some random mid girl playing golf, you know what I mean?
Was it cold out that day? or she's just excited to play golf.
some of these guys here too. Let me stop sharing this for a minute. Well, actually, here, let me show the tweet. So we have the tweet here, right? Mm-hmm. And I'm like, look, a mid girl playing golf. What's the big deal? And of course, you know, one, get on the email list, guys. But two, like we start getting all these comments, right? But I think what really set it over the top was our man Rolo here. He commented this one saying same energy, you know, with cake tits girl. But yeah, then I started getting like all this hate. Like, look at this chick, man. This chick like went off. Like, oh, is this you, bro? This you?
And oh, that's course, that tree of logic. She's disgusting, bro.
Dude, she's gross. She's
really gross.
she was really triggered by this, right? Like all these people, like, look, a walking eyesore, and like it's just all that people just hating, right? Jack Murphy Turbo Cuck 2.0 is what they called me, right?
Hey, you're getting some little bit of steam here in the
insecure men, right? Right, like all this kind of stuff. Like, hey, look, fucking ugly bald guy, I get called, right? Right? It's
just, wow, that was very creative.
Right, and that's like the number one thing I get from my haters is you're bald. Like, oh, no shit, no shit.
Why? Thank you for stating that obvious.
Yeah. Obvious, what do you do for forearms, by the way, Paul?
I actually don't focus anything on my forearms at all.
Jack, we need to find out the secret. We need to get those forearms
vigorously jerking off.
Yeah, yeah. That's
it's a golf. That's what it is.
So I also have but let's take a real, just, you know, constructive look at this chick. Like, just look at this, okay? Look at this butterface right here, right?
Mm-hmm.
Would you just
5-year-old boy from the 90s?
See, she even has tit on her hat, so you know it was planned.
But I mean,
clues are out there.
Look at that face, guys. Look at that face. That's a face for radio right there. You know what I mean? Look at those teeth. You know, I mean,
every man wants a goofy mid to call his own, you know? That's what a man really wants.
He wants a derpy girl to
dude, she's got Bugs Bunny teeth, you know?
I mean, that can come in handy when you need to open a can.
Right. So,
Jesus Christ, you guys are not holding back today.
I'm just, you know, I'm at peace doing my thing, and I'm commenting. That's what I'm here for.
Comment. Do you guys want to see that video again real quick?
Yeah, totally not staged, you know, totally not staged.
But like, what's the point of the video? Like, is she a golf player, or is she like, what's she promoting herself?
I think she's promoting her OnlyFans.
What's her name again? There's this golf player who's actually like national champion. What's her name? Paige. Chat, look that up. Jamie, pull that shit up. It's she was even voted hottest woman of the year. And she can actually play golf, and she is like actually hot. So no promoting the OnlyFans or whatever.
I can't remember
looks a lot better than that girl, I'll tell you that much.
I can't remember what her name is. It's funny because I posted it in my beer club chat, right? I was like, oh man, this is doing some numbers, you know. And one of the guys in my beer club was like, oh, that's so-and-so. And I used to subscribe to her OnlyFans before I learned not to be a simp. And so I was like, what? Okay, so she does have a name. She's definitely not like a pro golfer or anything.
What?
Like that.
Women have names?
Yeah.
My God, man.
Who cares about her name, really?
Not exactly.
Hoppity.
It's like, excuse me, ma'am, what's your name? It doesn't matter what your name is.
It's ma'am.
So you know, as you can see in the tweet there, right? We had all the women and the white knights jumping in the comments, just losing their minds, right? So let's talk a little bit, Nuke, Jack. Let's talk a little bit about why posting something like that triggers all the women and the simps and the white knights. And it's the same formula that Killed a Party on Twitter does all the time, right? He posts a picture of Margot Robbie and calls her a mid, and then it just goes completely viral, right? Why, Nuke, why do you think women get so triggered by such shenanigans?
But like just the overall video, or women, or someone calling a woman mid, or like
someone calling a relatively attractive woman mid?
Well, you know, women invest a lot into tricking people that they're attractive, and you're just pulling, it's like a rug pull. I think it's just a rug pull kind of deal.
Okay.
I think we underestimate as men how much women worry about their attractiveness. And how insecure they are about how they look. Like, we don't understand. And like, I mean, like the makeup industry is a multi-billion dollar industry, almost trillion dollar, I guess, at this point. Also, women are flying thousands of miles to get procedures done to look better. They're sacrificing their health and their well-being and their financial situation just to look 5% more pretty and all that stuff. So imagine the internet, a group of hundreds of thousands of men saying, hey, you know what? She's not that pretty. It just pisses the girls off because it's like, you know, they put in all this work. And when I say work, to them, it's work. Like, I just go to the gym. It's the best thing you can do for yourself to be more attractive. But yeah, I think it's just a rug pull, and they don't like. And also, when you insult a woman online, every woman takes it personally, right? They see themselves in the woman you're insulting. And a lot of women didn't get called mid while they were growing up, but it's like they felt it. They weren't as hot as the cheerleading captain. They weren't the prom queen. They weren't the homecoming queen. They didn't date the quarterback of the high school football team, whatever. So their whole life, they knew more or less where they stood, right? And now due to social media and filters and cheap surgeries and all that stuff, they have a chance. They have a chance to live that dream of being the bachelorette, the prom queen, all these things. So they take it, but, you know, that's all artificial. Like, beauty is, you can only do so much to enhance beauty. Beauty is just usually is the most beautiful women are naturally beautiful. So when you call a woman mid, it ruins their little fantasy of being that. So, yeah.
Okay. Fair. What do you think, Jack?
I think men aren't allowed to have an opinion. That's the tale as old as time, where it's like, how dare a man have an opinion on anything or anyone? That's kind of what it comes down to. And of course, people are going to get angry because what Nuke kind of said, like, if you think that's a mid, then what will he think about me? He must think I'm hideous. This horrible man misogynist can't have an opinion online because he makes me feel bad and he makes me self-aware. So that's where you get the whole vitriol and things like that. It's the same thing with Billy Pratt, Kill the Party, did with Margot Robbie, like you mentioned, Paul. Calling Mark, he made the news. He made the news with it. He made the news with it. Where it's like, this man, this anonymous man dares to call Margot Robbie a mid. It's like, so what of it? Like, you don't even know how Billy Pratt looks like, in all honesty. I don't know. He's got an avatar of something, some 80s.
He looks like Chevy Chase, doesn't he?
Oh, that was the one. Chevy Chase. That was the one. And, yeah, like, I think it really comes down to, like, if you call that a mid, then what would anyone think of your average woman who is overweight, who doesn't take care of themselves, who has swallowed the Kool-Aid of whatever gynocentric social order trademark has imprinted in them. That's my opinion on it. And why would you care what a woman thinks who you're not fucking? So,
well, it, I mean, that basically points to women's solipsism, wouldn't you say?
Ooh.
Right? Because solipsism
is always one of those things that are hard to explain, but when you see it, you know what it is.
Yeah, I mean, basically, for the guys out there that are new to the space and haven't read all the books, women are naturally solipsistic. They filter everything through their own point of view, their own experience, right? I saw a blog post about this where I think one of Rollo's articles about this. He posted
probably.
Yeah. He posted a video to explain it, right? And the video was this guy, he's with his girlfriend. It was like one of those viral videos. And the guy goes, honey, if we are traveling at 80 miles per hour, how long will it take us to go 80 miles? Right? And she starts breaking it down in her head. She's like, well, if I run a mile at a 9-minute pace, but okay, what if I'm, you know, more, you know, in better shape, then sometimes I can run a mile in 7 minutes. And so she starts breaking it down based on how fast she can run a mile, not the math of 80 miles per hour. Right. So she's filtering it firstly through her own experience, right? That's solipsism, you know? So a lot of these women when you say stuff like that, right? You're like, hey, this relatively attractive chick that has a very popular OnlyFans, she's mid. They look at it like from like the way you described it, Jack, right? Which is, well, if she's mid, what about me? You know, what about how they're perceiving me? And then they get triggered, right?
Yeah.
So that's basically what it comes down to. And that's why it's easy engagement, boys. And that's
every time.
That's the name of the game. That's the name of the game.
Every time. Yep.
Because, like, if a guy has standards, that means the man in her life has standards. And that can't happen, because if the man in her life has standards, then who knows what might happen.
Right. And the thing is that most guys will be okay with the mid, like a mid chick.
Isn't every girl mid without makeup, in all honesty?
Yeah, and I do want to get to that. But let's talk about the men in the comments, right? The guys in the comments, the simps and the white knights, like rushing to this chick's defense. They don't even know this chick, right? But they're like, they start attacking me too, just like the women are doing. But why do men do it, right? So we understand that. You know, women are solipsistic, so they're getting triggered because, you know, they're looking at from their perspective, right? Why do you think these guys are rushing to defend some OnlyFans chick that they've never met? What do you think, Nuke?
Well, you know, men have this need to feel needed and to protect, you know, as they've always have. It's in our DNA, and they go to the internet to fulfill that need. So they think, hey, I'll be seen as a better person, as a better man, if I stand up to these incels that call this woman mid. It's also ego. Like, a lot of men don't really have a lot of opportunity with attractive women. So when you go online and you tell a woman, hey, she's mid, that's probably the level of woman he's getting. So he has to, you know, he feels like he's inadequate because the internet is grading his perform. Like, he ties his worth to women and the women he can get. So the internet grading a woman on a mass scale makes him feel like less of a man. So they have to also defend that. So, yeah.
All right. What do you think, Jack? Why are these guys on the internet so quick to defend m'lady's honor?
Intrasexual competition. Like, look at me. I'm defending this woman. I am standing up for her looks. It's like, okay, cool, man. But then in the hopes they get a DM of some chick saying, oh, wow, I saw you protecting her. And now, Mr. Anonymous Man, I would love to have your babies. It's like, yeah, well, that doesn't really happen, you know. But in the false hope premise, or however you want to call it, they keep doing it. They keep doing it, and then they, the DM never comes, and they're like, well, but I've been defending these strangers for so long. Why is this not happening? It's like, well, yeah, man, they don't know you. That's number one. They don't know you. I truly think that most people don't even care about the things they get angry about online. No, honestly. But like Paul mentioned, it's great engagement. It's great engagement. And there are just some guys who don't see it. There are some guys who don't see it, and then you see that, where other guys protect milady's honor, who they're probably never going to meet, who they're probably never going to talk to, and certainly, but mostly, certainly not going to date. So, yeah, my two cents.
Those are our biggest fans in the Red Pill, those type of guys.
Oh, we're gonna talk Matt Walsh already.
All of them, anyone.
How long have we been? Oh, it hasn't been 20 minutes. Hi, Matt.
We're already talking about Matt Walsh. Yeah, it's an interesting situation that you see it play out. It's like what does our friend Apex say? Paul Benjamin say? He says,
"Benchbath's a truck, or you're a pussy." Probably something he would say.
No, but he says men have an inherent need to protect the baby maker, right? We want to protect the whammon at all costs. So when we see someone picking on a whammon, we want to rush and defend them. And then there's also, there's also the guys that just sort of secretly hope that she sees the comment right? Look at this guy down here defending my honor. I'm gonna fall in love with him. I'm gonna send him a DM. I'm gonna send him tit pics, right? it's like that's why we all often say, hey, I hope she sees this, bro.
Oh man, I haven't tweeted that in ages.
Yeah, that's a classic, you know. I hope she sees this, bro, because you know she don't give a shit. She don't give a shit that you're defending her honor, man. So why are you doing it?
Does this guy even exist? Who is this man?
I just think we don't need an opinion on women being promiscuous online. I just let them do whatever they want. Like, I, you know, like, good for her, you know? Like, let her have fun, you know, with her Bugs Bunny teeth. But it's
yeah,
I'm hunting rabbits.
However, I think there's another side of this where, like, as a guy, you look at that, you make fun of her face because, you know, humans, we like to make fun of other people. It's normal. People take that as that where something's wrong with us. I'm just like, dude, you never got with your boys and sat down and just made fun of people? Like,
dude,
anyone? Like, did you never clown people your whole life? You're allowed to do
that. That's called bullying, Nuke, and we're supposed to stop bullying.
Yeah, but yeah. Apparently, you've never been to the, like, post-Zero pre-show where Hawk, Nuke, Dante, Mish, and I just go full-blown into each other. Like, four nationalities right there. It's like,
yeah, we're just... And then, like, when I was in the military, it was the same. Like, we just made fun of each other. We call each other names, like, words that you shouldn't say online. But then you go online, I forget, oh, there's a lot of... sensitive people where, like, they've never made fun of anyone and they've never been made fun of anyone. They don't know how awesome it is to make fun of people. It's the best thing in the world.
Yeah, so I do that all the time with Paul's stupid running. Do you still do that, Paul?
yeah, I ran 5.25 yesterday.
Okay, so does your boyfriend run with you, or does he finally let you go alone, you know? Because, like, leaving such a frail man outside in the dark alone can't be safe, man. Like, he needs to be careful with you. He needs to take care.
Nurse Chick, actually, she signed up for...
Oh, yeah, that's what we call him, Nurse Chick. Sorry.
Nurse Chick signed up for a 10K race that we're going to do next month, actually. We're going to run the Desert Rats 10K in Fruta. And... Really? The funny thing is she's never really ran a race, or she hadn't when she signed up for it, but she watched me run it last year, and I came in first place for my age group, and she was like, I'm going to sign up for this. I think I'm going to do this. So she signed up, and I was like, are you sure you want to do this? Cause, like, running's not for everybody, you know, certainly not Jack. Jack can't do it, but
I mean, Nurse Chick is a woman. She'll do fine with running.
You know, suddenly people are going to hear this conversation. They're going to be like, Paul and Jack beef reaction video.
Right. Oh, yeah.
Really?
Everything is content.
God, what's up with the manosphere and all these beefs going on? Like,
well, that ties into the golf boobs thing. Like,
oh, speaking of golf, you have to watch that again real quick. Yeah, golf tits. Okay, go on about that.
What was I talking about again? No, I just, like, everything that you see on a screen, it has to make you feel something. Like, you can't just look at something and be like, nice, and then move on with your life. You have to react to it. There's a cultural impact of it, and that's driving people crazy. Like, hey, dude, you're allowed to look at a woman's body, say nice, and move on. You don't have to, you know, you don't have to invoke the name of God and talk about the future of the country. And, you know, I think it's healthy that we discuss women's attractiveness levels. Men have been doing that for thousands of years. It's like how we bond. You know, we talk about famous celebrities. We want to smash and stuff like that. That's a normal behavior for men. Same thing with women. Women do it too. And it's just like, now that we do it on the open, both of us hate it. And I'm just like, you guys know that before the internet, these discussions were still going on, and they were more savage, right?
No, we have evolved beyond that, Nuke. We are higher beings now, you know?
Like,
we're beings of higher order.
I want to hear all the discussions about men, Sarah Jessica Parker, and whether guys would or not over the years.
Are you talking about the chick with the foot face?
The horse face, yeah, from Sex and the City. Have we as a male community decided if it's a wood or a wooden. And that discussion is going to go on for thousands of years. It's going to be historians are going to talk about the great conversation of wood or wooden with Sarah Jessica Parker.
Oh my God. I can't believe this. We are actually objectifying women. How dare we?
Now I gotta find this. I gotta find this. Hold on a second. Talk amongst yourselves, guys. I gotta find this.
No, that'll be fine, Paul. Like, Nuke, did you hear that? Paul still runs. Like, oh my God. My God, man. Like, does he even know what a barbell looks like? Oh my God. I don't even know. But
I've been doing calisthenics lately instead of weight training.
Well, that's pretty dumb. But in all seriousness, Paul, cardiovascular health is very important, and not everybody can run those distances that you can do. So all jokes aside, it does take effort to like be able to run that long away from your problems.
So. Yeah. That's right.
I don't know what I have today. I'm just in a mood, so apologies.
Okay.
No, I'm not sorry at all, by the way.
Let's see if I can get this one here. Let's share the screen. Oh, hold on. I gotta pull this up here. Right. What is Paul even doing right now? You guys just wait. You guys are gonna love this.
It was International Women's Day yesterday. How was that? Did you guys celebrate?
Oh, who doesn't?
Oh, I celebrated all right.
Oh, here we go. Here we go. This is what I wanted to show.
Oh! Oh, shit! What am I walking into? Are you serious?
Bitch, get into the ring with that. Can you beat it?
Oh, we're not allowed small joint manipulations.
What? John came in at the right moment.
What is happening?
Oh, my God.
Welcome to Roll Zero.
We're talking about mids, John.
Are you laughing at the toes in the head or the jaw?
I don't know. Her whole face looks like a foot.
Yes. She looks like the moon guy from McDonald's.
If we would or we wouldn't.
You guys remember the McDonald's moon guy?
John, you fear the robot dogs. You haven't met Sarah Jessica Footface or whatever you want to call it.
I did celebrate International Women's Day yesterday. I watched Wildcats. You guys ever seen the movie Wildcats? Goldie Hawn?
No. It's
fantastic. Woody Harrelson's in it. Wesley Snipes is in it. It's marvelous.
That's already sold. I guess I'll watch it. It sounds pretty cool.
Yep. It's a football movie.
Nice.
Okay.
I highly recommend it. I made the boys watch it last night.
Nice.
Who's in it? Goldie Hawn?
Goldie Hawn, Woody Harrelson, Wesley Snipes. This is like in the 80s, like 88 or 86 or something.
Oh, back when movies were good?
Yeah. It's a fantastic piece of cinema. Highly recommend it.
Okay. All right. We'll have to check that out. So let's go back to talking about
mid chicks,
right? So one of the things I also wanted to bring up too is actually it's kind of almost like a healthy mental model to have to look at all chicks like they're mids, right?
Pretty much are.
It's
very rare that one's like, I don't think I've ever met a woman that I thought was like, oh my God. Like when I was a little kid and like when I was young, we had supermodels in the 90s. So like they were kind of boosted and pushed up as like superior as the super was in the name, right? But really, if you got close enough to these women without all their stuff on, they were still just average. They just weren't fat.
That's sometimes a good thing though, especially nowadays, because there's so many fat chicks out there.
These days, it's not hard to be above average, not even for a woman. It's like, come on, people, just be. I wouldn't even say be in shape because that's even different. But just be thin.
Don't be fat.
Yeah, don't be fat. I still have that Milo shirt. Stop being fat. I still have that. And he was right. But for some odd reason, that is the hardest thing ever these days. It's like caloric deficit, people. Do you speak it? Caloric deficit?
Like, was that a thing that Pook had or did or said was about it was like all the reasons why he like passed on a girl and it was all just like, oh, her, you know, her index finger was too long, or right, or she didn't have enough arch in her foot, like her nails weren't cut right. Like, it's just like all the just simple reasons to dismiss. But the model, I think, was to like not let them become some kind of thing you put on a pillar.
I even remember RSD Tyler once saying that. What was it? And this is years ago. What was it? Something about, like, if you see a hot girl, think about how her breath stinks or something like that. Like, think about something that makes her human and where beauty doesn't infatuate you. Something like that.
Yeah.
I can't remember.
Something on that lane.
If you guys pay attention enough, you'll realize that a lot of girls are kind of spurgy. They're kind of weird.
Kind of.
Yeah. Like their little mannerisms and stuff and the things they laugh at and the TikToks they send you and stuff. And you're just like, this is what you find funny. This is stupid. Like, really, like, look at female comedians. It doesn't even matter how hot they are. You're just like, ha, 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 very funny. Like, I've never cried laughing.
There's very few female comedians that are really good, you know.
Chrissy Mayer is pretty funny.
There's a couple that are good, you know, that I laugh at, but there's other ones where you're just like, what?
What are you even doing? Like the Amy Schumers of the world. It's like, what the hell? What the hell is even that?
Yeah, like, I can watch any comedian, I can find them amusing, but when it's a female, it's always like, I did something sexual, ha, everyone. I'm just like, that's
vagina.
Yeah, it's all about their vagina. That's their whole show. I'm like, okay, cool. Just show us some tits. Thank
you. It's like, cool.
You like golf girl.
Hey, some you're like, well, this isn't funny. This is actually pretty gross. Yeah, but men are gross, and when men are gross, they laugh. Yeah, but it doesn't work like that. You know, it's like,
yeah.
It's funny when men do it. And for that's a good, is that, could that be categorized as solipsism? Or it's like, not specifically, but it's that typical thing of like, oh, if men do it, then women should be able to do it too, kind of thing. What do
I wouldn't say that's sol-, I don't think that's,
no, solid. No, it's not.
Do you guys think that when women do this kind of stuff, you know, where they, do you think just people are tired of being like having to go along with it? Like, for example, you had the cake tits girl, you had the golf tits girl. What other? There's probably another, like the.
Might I introduce you?
Oh, you know what? Rolo shared this one yesterday. Let me see if I can pull that one up. It was hockey tits girl.
Oh, every sport, I guess.
Yeah. Let's see if I can find that one here. Keep talking. I'll find it.
So, do you guys think that just people are tired of having to go along with this stuff and being like, hey, you're doing this to promote your OnlyFans or promote your brand? Like, you don't really care about baking. You don't really care about golf. You don't really care about whatever you're doing. You're looking for attention.
I think there is a little burnout because, guys, I think a lot of guys are realizing that a lot of the shit they do is just for attention. It's not genuine. It's not from a place of, like, I enjoy this. I want to do this. It's all... You guys are getting attention doing that thing. I want to get that attention, so I'm going to do it too.
Yeah, and it's just like people like to see other people do things that they care about. Like, I can watch a dude power wash his driveway or paint his house or build a computer in real time. Yeah, but she's not mid. She's hot as fuck. Yeah, Rolo always posts the hottest girls.
Dude, she is so mid, bro. Like, get out of here. Like,
I don't know, dude.
Oh, I mean, gosh, I would. I might.
That's pity. Like Jack Stream.
I might,
right?
I might give her a pity fuck. You know what I mean?
That's what.
Just it, you know. Actually,
yeah.
my thing.
That's your dream girl, right?
She plays hockey. You know, and she's probably Canadian.
John, is that like an eight? That's like an eight, right?
What color are the eyes? You know, that's important.
She's missing teeth. She plays hockey.
Yeah, she's probably really annoying. Whoever's banging her is just like, God damn,
oh my God. Tired of her shit, you know.
But anyway, the point is like when you see somebody do something that they're passionate about, that they actually care about, it's nice. It's like it makes humans feel good. Like when you, like, for example, John, when you talk about fighting, you're really about that life. So people are like, oh, okay, cool. I like this because this guy actually cares. He cares about, he knows his shit and he cares. But imagine if it was like some chick with like cleavage and stuff talking about fighting, and she gets things wrong all the time. She's maybe fought for like 6 months and then never fought again or something or whatever.
No, no, there's a lot of women in the sport of MMA right now who have never fought or trained or grappled.
Yeah, and they're just, and they're just, they insert themselves because they're pretty. And it's just like, you don't care. The only reason your people are watching. And
then I don't want to see it.
It's resentment.
I've talked about this before. I kind of, one of the reasons I kind of stopped watching pro football was because of all of the women they kept inserting into the analysis and play-by-play and all the other stuff. I was like, I want to watch the game and I want to hear about the game from guys who played it. I don't need this sexualized whatever crap. Leave that out. I want a separation. I want my guy time, my man time. I don't need that thrown in or sprinkled in. No thanks.
Here, this
like, I don't really even see the purpose of I don't ever like the cheerleaders or any of the dance crap. Like I didn't need that either. Like that wasn't something I needed to sell me on watching the sport.
This is how we know John Fitch actually doesn't care about fighting. He doesn't show his tits. I mean, a real fighter would have done that, you know. Like if you really cared, really did, you would have done that. You would have went all the way.
And I think that's our problem with female dating coaches, where it's like to them, it's like a hobby. They just repeat feel good stuff and they just show a little bit of cleavage and, you know, and they're cute. And then they give bad information and we got to clean up, you know, like, hey, you know, you can't put your woman on a pedestal, even if she asks you to. You can't do that, bro. Like you can't. Mm-hmm. And then they get mad with us. You're just like, oh, you guys just girls know about, you know, we're women, we know about ourselves. And I'm just like, if you did, we wouldn't be here.
You don't even know what you want for dinner, bitch.
Exactly.
Hold on, check this out. Okay, so John was talking about back in our day, we had supermodels, right? So when I was in high school, Cindy Crawford, man, she was the fucking hottest chick on the planet at that time, right? She did this Pepsi ad. But look at these fucking mom jeans, right? Look at these fucking mom jeans. Like, she's got no tits, right? She ain't got no fucking tits. And then she's got, check this out.
She looks like Jenner now.
Right?
Oh, wow.
She actually said that she got upset because people kept mistaking her for Jenner.
Jesus Christ. Wow. What a legacy. What a legacy.
That's got to hurt. That's got to hurt.
I'd be pissed. I'd be angry. I feel for her.
So this is Cindy Crawford, I think, relatively recently. Look at that fucking mole on her face. Yeah, right?
I got bigger.
Go downtown, have a rat gnaw that thing off your face, bitch.
And
right?
And we have come full circle with the Austin Powers references. Wow. We actually did it, boys. We did it. Molly, 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 molly. I hate that movie. I hate that film.
People are like, "Are you is Paul serious right now?" Like, like just trashing these supermodels and stuff. Look, it really does keeps you from putting these women on a pedestal, right? At the end of the day, you do want to treat all women the same, right? You want to treat the hot ones like you treat the fat ones, and you're actually going to be better with women when you do that.
And you want to treat the ones who treat you well just a little bit better, you know, like they can stay, like you're allowed to stay. You don't every now and then you pay for dinner for those, but other than that, it's like nah, you treat them all the same. It's like you're a booger still.
The problem with guys with putting the hot ones on a pedestal is they, and treating them differently, what they end up doing is they get up in their head about a woman's attractiveness. They fumble over their words, you know, they get nervous, they get anxious, they're trying to say the right thing, and they come across as unattractive, you know, or they come across as needy and desperate, and it just makes you less attractive, and you're not going to do well with these hot women. But if you treat the hot woman like she ain't shit. Right.
It also like lowers the standard because you already put on this pedestal because you think she's so amazingly beautiful that she no longer has to do anything. Mm-hmm. Like she doesn't have to like be nice to you. She doesn't have to like clean up your kitchen or be nice to your dog or anything. She doesn't have to do anything because you already like qualified her. Oh, she's so beautiful. She just is.
Fitch, in all honesty, if I have to tell a woman she has to be nice to a dog, I don't know, man. I would run. I would run by default.
I had a girlfriend way back in the day who got jealous that I got a dog when we were dating. She was pissed because she knew how much time the puppy was going to take of my time. I couldn't spend, you know, fawning over her, doing shit for her. Because I had to, I have to go to bed. I have to do this. I have to take the dog here. She'd get pissed.
Wow. You dumped her, right?
Oh, yeah.
That was a good decision.
That was more than 20 years ago.
Dodged a bullet. You really did.
For sure.
You really did. But it's like people always say, like, if she treats the staff wrong and blah, blah, blah. It's like, no, man, how does she treat pets? She treats pets right. It's fine because, like, humans are garbage. You know, humans in general are pretty much garbage. If she treats the staff like garbage, I can live with that. But a dog, nah.
Yeah. We don't deserve dogs.
We truly do not. We truly do not.
Dogs are the only creature on the planet where if you accidentally trip over them and kick them, they come up and apologize to you. Mm-hmm. You know,
did I do something wrong?
Yeah.
Dogs and simps. Yeah, let's not forget simps.
Like, my dog God, does, he does some little passive aggressive bullshit though. Last night I took the kids, they cleaned the rooms up spick and span, so I treated them. We walked to the liquor store to get them some soda.
Oh, okay. I'm like, where is this going?
Liquor guy got him some soda and some candies, right? But we had to go in the store, so I left the dog at home, right? Because I didn't want to carry my big ass dog through the store and have his tail knock bottles of shit off over. Mm-hmm. Because he's a big dog. We were gone 15 minutes, come home. He always does this because we left him at home alone. We broke our routine and not taking him with us. There was a little bag of Doritos, right, that my kid left on the nightstand. Tore that open, so there's a little Dorito dust in the bags open on the ground. So he never does that type of stuff. He does it. He purposely acts out because we left him. Usually he'll go to the trash can and pull something out of the trash can and leave it in the middle of the living room floor just to be like, fuck you guys. This is what you get for leaving me at home. But like my girl's been cleaning, she's been deep cleaning everything and rearranging stuff. So like there was no garbage in the bin. So he didn't have anything to like pull out of the garbage bin. So instead he grabs the Doritos off the nightstand or the end table and makes a mess. Oh. Such a little fucker, man.
I love your dog already. I love him already. He's just, you know,
he's a good boy.
He doesn't want to feel alone, you know? It's, come on, man. He just doesn't want to feel alone. Here, I plugged your podcast, Paul. Ain't I great?
Thank you. Thank you. I appreciate that.
Yeah, you better.
You know who I don't like plugging the podcast is fucking Biden. He's always plugging the podcast. I'm like, would you just shut up, dude? I do not endorse you.
Yeah,
man, politics. Oh yeah, like is the election season finally over, or is that still
no? Over? Unfortunately, no,
it's actually heating up now for real.
Nuke, are you still doing that meme day X of the election cycle?
Yeah,
you could have kept that going.
Yeah, I should probably keep doing that because now we just saw Candace Owens on Destiny's House, so it's day whatever year, what is it, day 69 of election year.
So does anybody find that ironic that on day 69 she's at his home, or am I the only one seeing that?
I don't think he could pull Candace Owens, man. I don't think he could pull that.
You'd be surprised, man. I mean,
well, she's married to royalty, so
she is.
Yeah.
Wait, okay, there is a joke.
A royal pain in the ass.
Hey! Yeah, you think these women come into these spaces just to be single? They're hunting. Like I said. Yep. And then when they don't find the guy they want, they bitch and they make a video like Tommy Lahren does or something. Men need to step up. I'm like, no, you got into a space to look for dudes. You didn't get them.
Oh.
And here you are. So
chicks will tell on themselves too.
It's that whole the thing, the crazy. Well, some people, the women called them crazy. The guys are like, oh, that's kind of nice. The girl who saw the guy at the supermarket or whatever.
Yeah, yeah.
She looked at his credit card and then found his mom online and then went to her book club and then chatted up the mom to get to give her mom her number so the son could call her. Like women put themselves in your proximity, right? So if the girl's going to all these anime conventions, it's because she's into anime guys and she's trying to get one of those guys. So she puts herself in proximity next to them. And then she gets weirded out or grossed out when it's the creepy guys or the guys she doesn't want. And then she starts,
which is most guys that go to anime conventions.
I'm not gonna lie though, that girl with the library and the mom, I was kind of like, you could have just added him, you know. It's like, wouldn't have been that hard because now.
You're talking about the duet I did where that chick was, she stalked that guy all over town and
yeah.
Yeah, that one was hilarious. That got me. That I've got 2 million views on that fucking duet on TikTok. Wow. I was like, "What the fuck?" This one, someone sent me this. Do you guys know who Elise Michaels is?
No, who's you that?
She's got like, I don't know, 2 million followers on Instagram or something like that. Huge following on TikTok, and she gives, you know, dating advice or whatever. And she basically outs herself here. She's like, becoming a men's coach boss babe only to realize it's a scam and you want to be a stay-at-home wifey to a masculine man instead. And I was like, that's exactly why these chicks show up in the space, because they're looking for a dude from the space. Yeah, they're looking for a guy who has worked on himself and has that strong, you know, masculine presence and knows how to fucking set the tone and lead a relationship. And, you know, it's like, that's exactly why they're here, you know?
Hmm. Yeah, or they're promoting their OnlyFans,
right?
Right. Which is like, that's the thing is, when women do these things where it's a masculine hobby or a boy hobby, and they use their sexuality, they're just trying to get people from that hobby to subscribe to them. You know, it's just they do it in like every male hobby or thing that we watch or do has a girl there waiting to suck. Already to suck in subscribers for herself. So
I mean, that's Gamergate. That's Gamergate all over again.
Oh, speaking of, holy shit.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Anita
Sarkeesian married herself. But that's Gamergate all over again, where I don't... Oh, God damn it. Somebody in the chat correct me on this one, but... I think it went like this. Female game developer started sleeping with journalists, gaming journalists, to get better reviews on her game. Something like that. And the game absolutely sucked. But since she was sleeping with the journalists, she would get better reviews on her game. And people didn't like that. And then the whole feminist rally started where it's like, these men just hate this game because a woman made it. No, the game actually fucking sucks. But people weren't allowed to say that. That's where Sargon of Akkad came from. My God. Even Milo came from Gamergate.
Yeah.
I have been online way too long. I am a relic.
Recently, basically the video game industry is kind of tanking right now because it's overly, what do you call it? It's overly feminized. Like we talked that, remember that one show we did recently? I think last week or 2 weeks ago? Mm-hmm. 2 weeks ago with Garen Clary. That's what we were talking about. Basically, she's the one that like galvanized all these women to get into the video game industry and bitch and complain like about women being too hot. You know, the language, the story didn't include enough empowered women, right? So, you know, beginning of the end for video games. And recently, like last week, she just came out and said, I turned 40 and I married myself. Like she had a 40-year-old, a 40, yeah. And yeah. It's just like, what the fuck? We let this woman ruin video games for us, you know?
Yes. This is the destroyer of worlds. Look upon it and weep.
Wait, and she is the queen of mids. She is the queen of mids.
That's not even a mid anymore, you know? That is
or she, when she first came on the scene, now she's old and
stuff. Wait, the chick who married herself, that was the Gamergate chick?
Yes.
No, well, yes and no. So, God, what was the name
this
of
chick?
Her? Yeah, that's Anita. Yeah. That's Anita Sarkeesian, but she was not the game developer. The game developer was a friend of hers. And when all of that stuff came out, Anita Sarkeesian was the spearhead of the feminist rhetoric in gaming.
that's kind of what happened. Like, Anita Sarkeesian took the forefront on that, giving these speeches and lectures on feminism and gaming, and she did a whole video on everything is sexist, everything is racist, everything is blah blah blah, and you need to call it all out. And Super Mario was outdated because the princess doesn't need to be saved anymore. And
yeah, like, that level. It's just like, dude, it's just Super Mario. It's just a regular-ass game, bro.
It's just Super Mario Brothers, and they couldn't even enjoy that. You want to bet they died on the first Goomba? I think that just happened. Like, who died?
Didn't we all at some point?
I don't know, man.
I never did that. No, I don't know what to talk about.
No, no.
But,
no,
I beat the game first time I tried it.
I actually would believe that, John. You are persistent. You are persistent. You can say whatever you want.
John's so fucking tough. He just stared the game down, and the game's like, "All right, we give up."
You win. Here's extra life.
He finished Battletoads on hard mode.
Holy shit, dude! That game is impossible.
No, I beat the original Mutant Ninja Teenage Turtle game, whatever.
Oh, that one was hard as fuck too. Holy shit, dude!
There's this one scene or whatever where there was this little tiny gap, right, to get to this next thing, and I could never jump the gap because I hit the ceiling and I'd fall down. I spent months and months and months on it, and then
months.
And I just like accidentally hit the button and walked across it.
I remember that and from the angry video game.
What? I was like, are you kidding me? All you had to do was just walk forward and he would have cleared that gap. Yeah. I could not believe. I was so upset. I kind of didn't want to play anymore.
Oh, yeah.
I remember. John Finch cares more about video games than Anita Sarkeesian. That's for sure. She just wants. Yeah, she doesn't even care about video games.
Like, no, John, you ever play Bad Dudes versus Dragon Ninjas? It was an arcade game.
Not with that game. Maybe. Yeah, I was in the Midwest. We didn't have a lot of arcades around.
Well, we would occasionally, like, I'd come out to Grand Junction and we'd go to the gas station. Gas stations back in the 80s used to have video games there, and you could buy comic books at gas stations and stuff, and now you can't go play an arcade game at a gas station anymore.
John had bears.
That's what they took from us, guys. That's what feminism took from us. A video game at a gas station. Right?
Pretty much engulfed now.
But say whatever you want. Like, because Nuke mentioned that the video game industry is like kind of in shambles right now. I get what he's saying, but we do see like a sort of renaissance in it where a lot of indie developers get in. And the indie developers don't go by the message. Mm-hmm. You see them placating. Yeah. Well, not necessarily placating,
this is a lesson we've learned from Bitcoin. Decentralization. That's the key.
Yeah, that
decentralization. Too. That way they can't force anything because somebody else can just do it on their own. If you have decentralized payment processors and developers and banks and all that shit, then they can just scream into the void and it doesn't matter because we're just going to keep doing our own thing.
Yeah. And you got to gatekeep like
Vince. That's why communism is bad, folks. It's a big reason.
Like Red Hawk and Vince and say, like, you got to gatekeep too, right? Yeah. Like if you're playing D&D with the boys or I don't know, going to do something masculine, I guess, with your boys or something. Like, don't let the girls come. Do it with your boys, right?
If they do come around, you don't give any ground. That's frame.
Yeah. That's frame. You say, hey, like, sorry. Like, this is
you have a dark, dingy gym that you like to lift in because women don't like it and they don't want to come around because it's dark and dingy. And
probably has bacteria.
It's like, dude, yeah, I don't want that kind of gross. There's like rust. There's like rust on some of the weights. Like the Instagram model chicks, fitness chicks aren't going to go to that place. Right? It's got bad lighting. You can't take pictures. So if they do show up and they start complaining, well, you know what? If you got all the weights painted the same color, and they'd be like, nope, we're not doing that. Go somewhere else.
Go
it's really this is it. This is how it is. You don't like it, you can leave. That's where you have it's gonna draw the line.
That's why the chicks like Planet Fitness so much, right? One, because there's a fucking Bagel Fridays, and then two,
Pizza Fridays.
All the equipment's painted purple and pretty, and
it's cute. It's cute. And
yeah, it smells nice. Like, what is that shit?
No one's pushing you.
If
to
you
do
walk
better
into the gym and the odor doesn't hit you in the face like a left hook, like it's not a real gym.
Yeah, you're supposed to walk into the locker room and be like, God damn, this is training today.
People have been killing demons in here.
That's how you know you're in a dojo when
this place happens. Is very exfoliated right now.
When that happens, when you walk into a dojo, like John mentioned it, and I can just immediately remember the scent of my kickboxing dojo, where it's like, oh yeah, I know that smell.
It's and like, also, oh. like, also, like, understand too that two things I wanted to mention, like, if a woman does enter your hobby, just ignore them, right? And also hold them to the same standard, right? Like, for example, when Cake Tits, she's like the, like all these women that are Republicans are basically hoes. Like they just are Republican, right? Instead of blaming the red pill or for your church being shitty or your party being shitty and stuff, how about you take a look at the woman and put your foot down, like get some balls and stop blaming us, right? Like, we're not a group of people. We're just dudes that use red pill to make their lives better. Like, we have nothing to do with this, right? I don't understand why you can't turn around and be like, hey, we know you're a hoe. We know that you don't really care about our message and our ideology. So we're calling you out. But instead, we call them out and we get turned to. I'm like, dude, you guys don't see this? Like, you guys don't see this? Same thing with the calendars, with the hot chicks. Like, I'm like, yeah, that's pretty cool. Like, they're showing that the hot party is the Republican Party. That's pretty good marketing to me. But the own dudes and women and like bitter women in within that party are just like, that's not right. That's, you know, I'm like, I'm pretty sure even the most conservative grandpa in his garage in like the 60s had hot chick posters.
Yeah,
right?
Pinups. Yeah.
Speaking of which, last night,
naked dicks painted on his plane when he bombed people.
Yeah. Last night, Nurse Chick and I were out there's a nice speakeasy near us, and we were out there, and there was this one lady there dressed in this like fucking frumpy ass long skirt and just an ugly ass sweater. She just looked just awful, just fucking awful. And Nurse Chick goes, do you think that chick's Mormon or something? Do you think she's like, do you think maybe, you know, I was like, I don't know. She definitely seems ultra conservative, you know, wearing that outfit. I go, but dudes online, the tradspergs would look at her and go, yeah, no, she's wife material. She's dressing very conservatively and stuff like that. But meanwhile, they're jerking off to fucking, you know, this chick here. Let's get back to her.
And that means
hell yeah.
It means nothing. There's been some of the girls who dress like Mormons are some of the most degenerate, depraved. You get that bedroom door closed and it's just on. What the hell is going on? Like, what is it's just different. I mean, if you have no experience, then of course you think, oh well, she's wearing frumpy clothes, she must be a really good wife material woman. No man, like, you have no idea.
Yeah. What's it that always comes back down to the Madonna,
like that was the whole thing when we were young. Catholic schoolgirls were always like the supposed to be the dirtiest, sluttiest ones around.
God bless them. Yeah. But yeah, guys will see these chicks that are dressed very, yeah, almost like in a burka-esque cover-up type, you know, conservative outfit, and go, yes, she's a wholesome wifey material. And so they'll try to wife up those girls and they'll shame the sluts. And then they end up in a dead bedroom. And then they come to the red pill space going, how do I get my wife to fuck me like a, you know, like a slut? Well, you married a prude, bro.
or they find out after they've been married in a dead bedroom for a while that she used to be wild and crazy.
Right. With other dudes. Yeah.
Take on, do group sex and stuff in college with their sorority sisters.
Yeah. Every time I
was wild and you know, but those days are behind me and those were my party years, and now it's time to get serious.
And I want to repent and I'm good
having
and
fun.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And a lot of these women are single moms and stuff. Okay, nothing wrong with that. But like, they tend to like date younger guys a lot of the times too. Like that one chick, like Morgan Ariel. I think she dates a guy that's like 6-7 years younger than her, and they just had a kid. And I'm just like, oh Jesus Christ.
Yeah, there's some basketball player who's 22 who just got a 39-year-old woman pregnant.
Oh, rest in peace. Who was it?
I can't remember. I saw it was like news today. I saw on my timeline. I don't follow basketball, so I have no idea. I don't know why the algorithm decided to throw that in front of me.
Well, because sports, you know.
Sports, I guess.
China. Was it a fling and he got her pregnant? Or is it someone anyway, that he's serious with?
I didn't go deep into it.
Oh.
The question was like, is she a predator?
Because
he might have been Affy that posted it. Even
it was 20. So the guy was 22. She was 39. Is that what? Yep. Is that right? Yep. Okay. Yeah. So she's
Larsa Pippen.
Hey, where are all those women now? Huh? With the age gap, where are you now?
Yeah, lady? Where are you at? Talking about how she's a groomer and shit. Where the fuck are you at, bitch? Yeah.
What? Where are you at? What do you guys think of the Larsa Pippen and Michael Jordan's son thing?
The who?
The what? What's
Larsa Pippen? She's like 40, and Michael Jordan's son is like 22 or something like that, and they're dating.
Yeah, no, so, abysmal. No,
so
she's clearly a groomer. You know, that's basically she's a pedo. And
that is not a proper age gap to be dating. That young man is not fully developed. I, as a man who was 20, I was very vulnerable at that age. I remember it well. So this should not be stood for. Absolutely not. As a man, I think that that young 20-year-old fella should not be in the near presence of that 39 or 40-year-old woman. This is no. No, he is not safe there. She's manipulating him. She is.
This emboldens women. They're just like, well, if this particular person did it, then I can do it too. And then women are gonna hold out even longer, and they're gonna realize, wait, that was a freak case. Like, most dudes will not take older women seriously.
I mean,
it's just for fun.
I'm really at that point where it's like, just let them hold out. Like, yeah, you know what? Do it. You want to be a boss, babe? You want to be like, I don't fucking know what the narrative is these days. Apologies for swearing, Paul. I don't want to.
No, I don't care.
Oh,
but guys, send some super chats though, in case we, we get the demonetized. You know,
yeah, I won't drop any real words that are like nukable. Sorry, nuke. Didn't mean you, but where was I going with this? Oh yeah, like let them. It's like, you know what? All men suck. Sure, we all do. Okay, is that something else? You know, yeah, men will
agree,
be fine.
Agree and amplify.
So I posted this a little while back. This one actually got 8 million on fucking Twitter. But women who get upset at men for dating younger women are female incels. And man, the chicks were losing their minds. Yeah.
Yeah. People think that a femcel is basically a girl that can't lock down a man.
Yeah.
That's what a femcel is.
Okay. But like, is it really that a woman can't lock down a man, or that like she didn't lock down? Okay. Kind of the
same. Well, the thing is, like, there's this thing, women really think that they just got to show up. Like, in order to keep a quality guy, you got to do things, right? You can't just. Well, I'm pretty. That works for the betas that are just happy that you exist and they can get sex, right? For guys that have abundance and have other things going on in their life, you got to do more than just show up.
I think that's
skills. Yeah.
That's part of the Disney fantasy. I think it goes in both ways, because Disney fantasy is, if you're just a special person and you're doing you, and you're just going to meet this other special person, and it's going to be magic, and you're going to fall in love and everything will be great. But it goes both ways. The men have to do work. The women have to do work. Like, there's, like, relationships are freaking hard. They are.
Yeah.
But a relationship shouldn't happen. Okay. I was talking to whom?
It's still. I mean.
There are chicks
levels, who can be levels of hard.
So like, easy.
There are like, women like eating right, working out, being on your mission. Like that's not easy.
No. You know? Okay. Like, I would say it takes effort. It doesn't But if you enjoy doing it, if you enjoy doing that stuff, right? I do enjoy staying in shape. I do enjoy, you know, seducing Nurse Chick and taking her on dates and stuff like that. Like, I like doing that stuff. So to me, I wouldn't say it's hard, but it does. I mean, yeah, you got to actually put, you actually have to do the shit, you know?
Yeah. No, people that have never had to be charming or never, like, they think that being charming is work. And I'm like, no, it should be part of your personality. You know, you should be a cool guy overall. Like, everyone should try to, like, you should be likable. Like, that's what people's problem is. They're so focused on being lovable that they forgot, hey, in order to be lovable, you got to first be likable. Like, no one just loves you out of nowhere. You have to be likable. You have to be a pleasure to be around to everyone, you know, as much people as you can. That doesn't mean cater to them and like, but right. But like, you gotta be funny, you know, you gotta tell jokes. You gotta have good stories. You gotta be polite, you know,
have good energy, man.
Yeah. Just have good energy. You
kind of do, but like, there was something, like, we can't be charming or a guy stops being charming if the girl is insufferable.
Like, oh yeah.
And it's like, and I don't know how I'm going to phrase this yet. Apologies. My Dutch is kicking in here. It's like, ah, damn it. We're hitting the language barrier right now. It's like, if a girl is like so completely insufferable and just draining all your energy, then you're not going to be charming anymore. Then it becomes hard. That's kind of what I mean, where it's like, relationships aren't that hard if you're dealing with a woman who isn't a lot of drama, kind of thing. And I know, like, all women love their indignation and blah, blah, blah. But like, you've got drama up here and you've got like, you know what? Slash
tires and your clothes being set on fire versus
shit like that. Yeah.
You know, that's an extreme level.
We have a super chat here, guys. Gene Simon LaRose with a, was that 501 Canadian?
Yeah.
Drea, is it Michelle? Michael?
Yeah.
Michelle. Drea Michelle. She was part of a reality TV show called Basketball Wife in 2011. She is predatory. I'm going to give him this one because we're talking about this.
Shame these whores.
Yes, we've got to shame these whores. Oh, man. Well, guys, what do you say? What do you guys want to just go around the horn? I think we've talked. Hold on, let's show this real quick. Okay, show that mid again real quick. All right, let's go around the horn. Final thoughts, and where can people find you online? Let's start with you, Nuke.
So final thoughts: let women be the main character. We'll handle the infrastructure and everything else. Let them do whatever they want. It's not your problem. Work on yourself. Don't feel like women are going to take away. Like, you could still enjoy life, right? Just let women do whatever the hell they want. It's not your problem. And when they fail and they come crying to you for a relationship or anything like that, it's still not your problem, right? Just do what you want. And live the best you can. That's all I got, really. It's just like, don't get triggered by this stuff. It's just women, basic women strategy. Go to any male hobby. There's always going to be a girl there to soak up the lowest of the low of that hobby for their attention. And all those guys are going to think she's the greatest thing ever. And this is amazing. But you can look at a girl, be a slut for 10 seconds online, laugh, and move on with your life. That's all I have. And you guys can find me. I'll put my link tree in the chat, so that's where you can find me.
Sounds good. Mr. Fitch, what are you up to?
Yo, I do teaching. I got a bunch of courses on my Gumroad. I got seminars. You can reach out for me this summer. I'm starting to get things put together to book seminars. Reach out for that stuff. I do online coaching also. I have a student who... We do weekly calls. We're starting weekly calls, and he's learning my Fitch Smash system. And he also will send videos of him training, videos of his fights and competitions. I'll go down and I'll go and break them down, look to see what he's doing good, what he's doing bad, what he can improve. If he's getting stuck in positions, like right now, he's been having some trouble. You know, he's been using my stuff to get up off his back and get into some wrestling positions, and now he's getting kind of stuck in some wrestling positions. So I'm going to send him some videos and, of options for him to get around the obstacles he's running into. He found a nice, a pretty good, like Division III wrestler in his area to work with. So he's having some issues because he's not a wrestler. So I'm able to work with him online and send videos back and forth to get that stuff done. I also have my own fitness, like strength training program, the Fit Smash lifting program. It's built for martial artists. I found that, you know, all the other lifts for bodybuilders, for football players, from all that stuff, it just didn't work for martial arts. The amount of work we're doing with the wrestling, the grappling, the stand up, we have so many workout sessions already on the table. Like to do an extra lifting session where we are lifting to failure and breaking our muscles down, it's just not productive for what we need. So I've got that, my Fit Smash strength system. And I also have an accountability channel on Telegram. So if you get my fitness and strength package from Gumroad, you get put on the Telegram accountability channel. And a lot of it's me just posting into the void, because I keep myself accountable by videoing my workouts and posting them to make sure I don't skip. And then hopefully that will inspire you to get off your ass and keep up on your workouts. But you can find me all over the place on the lines. And Sunday night, 7 p.m., I'll be breaking down the fights. There's fights tonight. Francis Ngannou got knocked out by Anthony Joshua last night, which is incredible. I'm kind of excited about what happens with Anthony Joshua next. It's a hard loss for Francis, but he took a risk, switched from being the linear heavyweight champion, the world's best heavyweight MMA champion, left the sport of MMA to go box the top guys in the world at boxing, like champions, in order to finally get paid because of how exploitative UFC is and how much they're stealing from the athletes. And he had to leave and go to another sport to finally get paid. He made $20 million last night. God bless Francis Ngannou. And it's just really sad that he had to do that just to get paid. And he couldn't get paid like that in MMA because the money's there. It's just going into Dana White's pocket so he can pay for hookers and blow, allegedly, while he beats his wife. That's not allegedly. We've seen that.
Awesome. Yeah, I mean, that's a good thing to spend your money on. Jack, what's up with you, man?
Yeah, no, what do you spend your money on?
Legos.
Kind of catching me off guard here. Let's see. Those are too expensive. Yeah, man. I mean, sometimes hookers would be cheaper, I guess. Let's see. Okay. So, you know what? Women will ruin the world. There are no safe places anymore. Cappy tried that out. He went to the Philippines and not even he is safe there. So, you know what? Give up all hope. Stop everything that you're doing and plug into the simulator. Robot dogs will find us. Mark Zuckerberg will plug you in and you will
consume product.
Consume product, you will own nothing and you will be happy. And you can find my very optimistic channel right now in the chat. Did a show with Rob last night, this morning for me. And tomorrow I'm going to hang out with the guys like Nuke, Archwinger, Red Hawk, Chat of Arabia, Governor Megatron was in the chat as well. Dante showing up. Dave from the Scarred Thumb podcast might show up. I hope he does. I hope I'm not forgetting anybody right now. Rule Zero Dat might show up. And we're going to talk about alone time. Like cherish your alone time, guys. It's there's nothing wrong with it. There's nothing wrong with it. It's okay to be alone every now and then. So, but not monk mode. We'll probably go into that as well. Why monk mode is a bit of a cope.
It's
so,
a total. Yeah.
So that's it for me.
All right. Thanks, Jack. All right, we do have another super chat here from Unrealized Thoughts, $5 heartfelt super chat. On a short, a dude said, you get to be in a woman's presentation. They don't have to do anything. Used to believe that, but that's sabotage for men. Yeah, exactly. This is the kind of mentality you got to have.
Respect the cock and tame the cunt.
That's right. That's how you got to be. All right, guys. Thanks for tuning in to Rule Zero today. It was kind of a fun episode. Hold on. Let's play this one more time because, you know, mid chicks. Hold on. Where we got here? We got. Yeah.
Nice. Terrible sound, but great visuals.
Terrible sound, but God bless those titties. But her butterface, bro. Her butterface. No, I'm just kidding. So tune into the Dragon Ship after this. AJ from Arm Detail is hosting. We're going to be talking about core competencies every man must learn. Tune into my podcast Monday. I will be live Monday morning. I'll be revisiting Rolo's 9-Iron Rules as a refresher for, you know, for some of you guys. And then, you know, it's going to be good for new guys that are coming into the space. You know, there's always new guys coming into the space. If you have an Audible subscription or a Kindle subscription, guys, get my book. Where is it at? If you guys haven't gotten my book yet, get my book. It's available. You go to books.comeonmanpod.com. That'll take you to my author's page on Amazon, and you can get it in all versions there, including Audible and Kindle editions. But if you guys want a hardcover or a paperback of some kind, you can get an autograph edition directly from me. I'll drop a link to that in the chat. Other than that, guys, that's pretty much all we have. We will see you next Saturday. I don't know who's hosting, but we'll see you guys next Saturday.
This has been Rule Zero. New episodes every Saturday morning at 11:30 a.m. Eastern. Subscribe now.